That's the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. I am America's voice. This is the Steve Gerber Show for Wednesday, November the 18th, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, a major decision in Michigan put the entire statewide election in an uproar for about 2 hours last night. And then it changed itself as the Board of Canvassers in Wayne County reversed themselves. And, well, we'll tell you all about what that means. Number two, the Michigan Restaurant Association has filed a lawsuit against the governor. Well, actually against Robert Gordon, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. We'll tell you why. And number one today. Today is the big pause. Today is the big pause. Starts a three-week pause. COVID restrictions go into effect today. That's what that lawsuit has to do with. We'll get to that in just a moment. But here are some things you need to know that are apparently closed, according to Robert Gordon, working at the behest. He's just a political puppet working for the governor. Don't kid yourself. That's what he is. Political appointee at the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Starting today, here's what's closed. High schools, all in-person learning closed. Theaters, movie theaters, stadiums, and arenas, except for professional sports. College and universities are closed, as you heard Michaela Stiles talk about here. Bowling centers, ice skating rinks, indoor water parks closed, unless those water parks are on an Indian reservation. Soaring Eagle Casino says, yeah, we're not closing. It's Indian ground. You can't make us. Work that can be done from home, it must be done from home. Also closed, bingo halls, casinos, arcades, dine-in restaurants and bars, all closed. Group fitness classes, but gyms remain open. As long as you're not in a group setting. Personal services that involve removal of a mask, like a salon or the spa, those are closed. Organized sports, high school football, done. Volleyball, done. At least 3 weeks. Except for professional sports and some NCAA sports. Big Ten football can go ahead. Pro sports can go ahead. They don't spread COVID, you know. And by the way, the governor had to deal with COVID until midnight this morning for it not to spread. That's why it wasn't really an emergency. It was a sort of emergency. Indoor gatherings are still allowed, but only between two households and no more than 10 people. Small outdoor gatherings are okay, 25 people. But you can go to Walmart. You can go to Meijer. You can co-mingle with hundreds of people. That's fine. We'll close down the ma-and-pa stores and crush small business. But, hey, the big guys, Google and Amazon, you're good to go. Preschool through eighth grade gets to stay open, according to what the local district chooses. Child care, of course, can be open. All those grubby little kids mingling together, no big deal. It doesn't spread COVID. Manufacturing, construction, and other that is impossible to do remotely. Public transit will stay open. You can sit on a bus. I'm sure those are good and clean. Hair salons, barber shops, and other personal services will be open. Gyms and pools for individual exercise will be open. You can do outdoor dining at the restaurants. That'll be nice in 23-degree weather. That'll be good. Parks and outdoor recreation also open. Funerals for 25 people. And health care, of course. Although a face mask is strongly encouraged for individuals not required to wear one except for children under the age of two, the requirement to wear a face mask in gatherings as required by this order does not apply to, so you don't have to wear one if you're under five, cannot medically tolerate one, are eating, yeah, cause that's kind of hard, are exercising outdoors, are swimming, receiving a medical service for which the mask removal is necessary. But I want to read you something here. From a hospital in Michigan. And I want to share this with you. The hospital shall remain nameless. I've had a series of emails that leave me confused. This comes from the management of a hospital. Big hospital in Michigan. In the first email, I received complaints of caregivers not wearing masks while in crowded break rooms. The emails go to describe the overall lack of PPE compliance. The second email comes from a provider suggesting we should ask COVID-positive patients to wear masks. Really? We don't do that. The third email is a resignation letter from a nurse who is concerned about the safety as a result of the PPE compliance by staff. I then get a phone call telling me about a contractor with no mask at all. I personally had an experience with a provider not wearing a mask in a hallway. There are reports from infection prevention audits of non-compliance with PPE. We have far too many pieces of evidence to ignore the reality. We do not have universal compliance with the personal protection equipment. We do not have close to universal compliance with PPE. We have dozens of staff out who have tested positive. 100+ positive patients in the hospital and a positivity rate that frankly is disturbing. The ironic part is we have lots and lots of PPE. What I'm getting at here is even in the hospitals, people are sick of it. They're not complying at all anymore. They're just done with it. All right, so the Michigan Restaurant Association finally has had enough. The Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association filed a lawsuit against Robert Gordon in his capacity as the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services director to block the ban on dine-in services. The plaintiffs include Heirloom Hospitality. They have joined the MRLA in the lawsuit. They're seeking an emergency preliminary injunction to resume on-premise indoor food and beverage consumption starting Wednesday and lasting through December 8th. Michigan residents will only be able to order takeout from restaurants. Many restaurants that we have talked to said they're not going to make it. They can't go another round because the rent is still due. The buildings still need to be maintained. Utilities still have to be paid. And dine, you know, pickup is nice as it is and as hard as people have tried. It's nowhere near having people in person. Let's see, I read from this, from the statement, Justin Winslow writes, the Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association has filed in federal court for injunctive relief from the order issued November 15 by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, which prohibited indoor dining in restaurants for the second time this year. We have taken this action only after careful deliberation and the last available option to prevent the outright devastation of every restaurant operator and their hundreds of thousands of employees across the state. We want to be clear that we made several good faith efforts in advance of the public release of the order issued November 15 to reach a compromise that would have supported the goal of minimizing risk while still allowing the continued operation of dining rooms. The MRLA committed to substantially increased restrictions in our industry, including reducing capacity to 25% and implementing a 10 p.m. curfew for the duration of the order. We're hopeful for a swift and decisive victory. I'm hoping for you as well because these places just can't take it. If you're looking for a place to invest with confidence, Craig Stiles and Ameriprise. Craig Stiles and Ameriprise, that's who you should be in contact with anywhere you are in Michigan, anywhere. Craig Stiles and Ameriprise will build you a custom investment plan, not a one-size-fits-all, not just a box off the shelf, but a size and plan that fits you only with your unique needs, desires, and goals. Give them a call anywhere in Michigan, 517-483-4893, 517-483-4893. 517-483-4893, you got that. You got that. And by the way, for the best dog food, how about Michigan-made, GreatLakesPetFood.com. GreatLakesPetFood.com. You tell them Steve Gruber sent you over. It'll be the best dog food your dog ever eats. Trust me.
At GorillaGrills.com, Black Friday is all month long. Right now, purchase one of our Real Wood Pellet or Kamado grills, and you'll get some awesome gifts for free. Come into our Holland showroom. You'll take home even more gifts and have a chance to win up to $1,000 in prizes. Grilla Grills is family-owned, veteran-run, and a Michigan business. Stay out of the big box stores this holiday season and get the quality and customer service that only Grilla Grills can offer. Skip the stress of holiday shipping delays and get some free gifts in the process at GorillaGrills.com. That's G-R-I-L-L-A, Grills.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
DTE believes that leaders do what's right, not what's easy. So we're building the largest wind and solar installations in the state and using cleaner natural gas. And over the next 10 years, we'll triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. We're committed to a future where affordable, reliable energy doesn't contribute to climate change. Because to lead, we have to do what's right. Learn more at dtecleanenergy.com. DTE. What's the easiest way to switch to 100% clean energy? Enroll in DTE's My Green Power program. Anyone can sign up and choose the percentage of renewable energy to use. My Green Power is one of the biggest voluntary programs in the country, and you can join today. No installation, no long-term commitment, and the fastest way to help speed Michigan to a clean energy future. Visit migreenpower.com today. DTE.